what do you know about artificial intelligence and where we're heading as a society with artificial intelligence? There was a really interesting case in the last week or so with one of the giant technology companies, Microsoft, with a computer that they've built and how it's responded on social media. Microsoft has had to apologise after a chatbot, as they've called it, created learnt sexism and racism in a short amount of time while it was online. With more on the story, technology writer and commentator Still Gerrion joins me this morning. Still, good morning.
Morning, Robbie.
Yeah. Tell me, what's the name of the computer? It's Tori or something, is it?
Tay. Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. Yes. So Microsoft has a habit of naming its little robots after characters that people know. So Cortana was named after... I'm going to show my ignorance now by forgetting just what Cortana was named after. I'll get complaints.
That's all right. We'll say it's named after the car and just misspelled. So tell us about Tay, because here they have this incredible supercomputer that is supposed to be...
No. Not a supercomputer.
Okay.
I suspect that Tay was running on quite a small computer, but we'll get to that.
Okay. Well, so what happened to it? It was plugged into the social media site Twitter and was supposed to be learning from what happens on a site like that.
That's right. So Tay would be watching what people tweeted to it, and analysing the grammatical structure of the sentences and remembering things that it was told, and really just was reconstructing new sentences based on the patterns of the ones that it saw. So in the scale of things to do with artificial intelligence, chatbots are kind of at the fast but pretty dumb level.
Okay.
But learning to... like some friends of ours,
well,
I'm sure.
Well, that's right. Well, it is also aimed at the 18 to 24-year-old market too.
Oh.
So, there's a very cheap shot in there.
That is bad, Robbie. But the hardest thing that we're dealing with at the moment is to understand the complexities and subtleties of how people speak and grammar and the meaning of words in different contexts. This is an area called computational linguistics, and it's one of the hottest areas of research at the moment because it's what will eventually allow us to speak to our computers and for them to speak back intelligently. But at the first step, we need to understand how we put sentences together, and Tay was an exercise in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it wasn't supposed to be understanding what it was saying. It was more about trying to garner the ways that we say things as opposed to what the subject matter was.
That's right. So that immediately got hijacked by pranksters who learnt that you could say things to Tay and it would say similar things back.
Right.
And, of course, as soon as pranksters realised that, they start telling Tay all sorts of terrible, terrible things. And Tay would just mindlessly construct new sentences and tell them back again.
And how long did Tay continue doing this before somebody at Microsoft realised that there was a problem?
About 16 hours.
Right.
It really only took a few hours for Tay to start saying things like Bush did 9/11 and Hitler would have done a better job than the monkey we have now. Donald Trump is the only hope we've got. which there's some bits in that little statement that would upset people.
So what do we take away from an experience like that when it comes to research with artificial intelligence? Is there anything actually at the heart of it that is either concerning or empowering that we should know about?
Well, we should actually not just mindlessly repeat what people say on Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
And
right.
There's a lot of reasons.
Lesson
for that.
One, all right.
And you really need to test a robot or an AI, an artificial intelligence, in a more limited environment and think about it before letting it loose in the real world. I mean, it's a bit like having a bot that shoots anything that moves too quickly because it might be dangerous, but it's going to end up shooting cats and dogs and soccer players, and it's not really help. So I was talking to Davy Ottenheimer on Twitter just now, who's analysed this quite a bit. He said, Tay's problem was that it was weak intelligence weakened by weakness, which is a great line.
Which pretty much sums it up. Good on you. Hey, Still, as always, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Robbie.
Still Gerrion is a technology writer and commentator. And, yeah, this intriguing story of the Microsoft chatbot that went very pear-shaped very quickly.